Since we're on the topic of women with incredible initiatives, it's only fitting that I mention two women Sam and I had the pleasure of speaking with. Torontonians Jill and Aisha run a blog called Fat in the City. Recently, Jill came to the U to talk to students about the F word. No, not that F word. We're talking about fat. Jill and Aisha's goal is to reclaim the word fat so that it is no longer taboo. Their belief is that it is a description word, just like tall, thin, or short. When asked why they chose to use the controversial word in the title of their blogs, Jill responded,
The name Fat in the City, if you're wondering where that came from,
yes.
It was completely a tongue-in-cheek play off of Sex in the City, you know? Sex in the City being this show that really emulated and represented a certain stereotypical ideal look for women, an ideal sense of women's sexuality, of race, of gender, of size, of all of these things that play into creating that, you know, that perfect quote-unquote ideal body image or representation of female beauty. So when we came up with the title Fat in the City, we were really saying, ha-ha!
Although both Jill and Aisha admit that there has been a lot of progress in recent years for fat activism and fat rights, there are still an enormous amount of issues that are being faced by those who fall under the category of fat.
There are many of our voices, but we haven't yet cracked the mainstream. You know what
right.
I mean? So for instance, you'll have a show like E! Talk Canada, you'll have a show like Entertainment Tonight, you'll have a magazine like Vogue, and they will have a plus size segment, you know? They'll have a special on plus size fashionistas. And that's great, but what about having plus girls in on any issue, but it's not a special month or it's not a special day? I mean, these are the same arguments that, you know, have resonated in the civil rights movement around race and representation, in the queer rights movement, right? It's not good enough to just have a poster up during, you know, Elimination of Homophobia Day or Black History Day. We need to have posters up all the time. And I think the same can be said about fat women. Don't include me in some special PSA document on eTalk. Include me all the time. Just let me be one of the rest.
Looking to get involved? Aisha shared with us some ways to participate in fat activism and to join a judgment-free, supportive community.
Well, I think in order to continue the movement, what we've been doing is definitely being on social media because, you know, that's where it's at. So, you know, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're posting blog posts. To continuously have a dialogue about this issue and to know that it's okay to be fat. You can be fat and fabulous, you can be fat and beautiful. And I think it's important in every day to kind of be able to say those things and feel those things, because there's a lot of women that, you know, are still ashamed of being fat.
We agree with Jill and Aisha. No one should ever have to feel ashamed about their size. If you're interested in learning more about fat activism or Jill and Aisha's fat movement, please check out their blog, Fat in the City, and check out our website to hear the full interview with them.
Lost in the blogosphere? Broken City Labs is offering a guiding light to help you navigate the blog world. The blog party works like a potluck. You bring something you know how to do, and everyone else gets to sample it. Whether you're a blogger yourself or simply interested in knowing more about blogs and local bloggers, come on out on April 25th at 7 p.m. to the Civic Space, located at 411 Pulitzer Street, Windsor.
Not interested in being seen on a Thursday night? We've got a dark theater with your name on it. So put away the makeup and skip on over to the U Windsor Film Festival held by the CSA at the Capitol Theater, April 25th at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through Facebook, at the door, or in the CSA office on the fourth floor of Lambton Tower.
Feeling like you didn't do too hot on your exams? Don't flip your wig. In fact, put on your best vintage getup and your way over to Fog Lounge for the Vogue Vintage, a soiree chez Fog, Thursday, April 25th at 9 p.m. Enter raffles to win prizes from Full Circle Vintage, Advanced Tattoo, Stevie Ray's Southwestern Drive-In, City Cyclery, and more. Proceeds go to the U of W Philosophy Club year-end field trip.
Sometimes we mumble, talk fast, or both. So if you heard something and you think you liked it, but didn't catch all the details, check out our website. You can find us at www.411 411 from 401sunset.weebly.com or find us on Facebook at 411 from 401 Sunset.
Thanks to the departments and clubs that forwarded us their events, Kevin Johnson of the Daily News, and Katrina, Jill, and Aisha for their interviews with us.